Topic of my talk is rock weathering and geometrical pore parameters. I am going to change the subject material from soil to rock and talking about micrometer scale differences of pores as weathering continues. I would like to acknowledge my co-authors Kark Ganser and Steve Anderson from University of Missouri and Rossi, University of Maryland, Robert Graham at University of California, and Robert Ketchum at University of Houston, Texas. Usually, rock weathering studies compare mineralogical chemistry, bulk density, and surface features. That's the most common procedure. But with rock weathering, porosity develops. Changing rock to soil material, that is, making the inert material supporting plant growth or storing and transporting of water is going to be more important. And these traditional studies do not provide information about changes of soil pore parameters. So we have to do some kind of a imaging technique and to use a computer programs to understand changes in pore parameters. That's the idea of this study. So we hypothesize as rock weathering continues, soil pore parameters change. The objective of the study was to compare coordination numbers. That means a pore is connected to how many pores and whether this is significant between the soil and rock particles. And pore path length, that is how long the pore path between the material, pore volume, pore radii, and tortuosity, and using the 3DMA medial axis software. Samples were collected from eastern Sierra Nevada area, moraine material. We selected moraine material because it has distinct morphological features of different weathering regions. So this material was more good because we could study progression of weathering. 7 different treatments were used in study, ages ranging from 15,000 years to 120,000 years rock material and 120,000 year soil material. This gives an idea about the weathering. As weathering continues, decreasing surface rock cover and increasing vegetation density. This is a preliminary study done using a tabletop 3DMA laser method comparing the weathering and soil porosity development. Porosity was obtained using bulk density and particle density. As you see, there is no pattern with weathering and porosity development using a traditional method. That's the main reason for this study. Samples about 5 cubic centimeter in volume placed in the perpendicular to the X-ray radiation. And the CT technique is to collect multiple images of an object at a range of angular projections. So the sample is being rotated and 31 slices are obtained during each rotation. So all the material is scanned from top to the bottom. Then the X-ray, the data is processed and data is being stored in digital format. And several corrections needs to be done for beam hardening, dead end pores and background projections. Then we have to use a computer program called three-dimensional medial axis. That is like a worm going through a hole, developing a medial axis, and it's expanded to estimate pore volume and throats. We have to get critical values where the pore diameter is less than a certain value is considered a throat, and that is the separation of pores. So it generates throats, pore surface areas, pore networks, tortuosity, and all the values. So once you finish the 3DMA analysis, it gives a porosity value of the sample, pore connectivity, path length, pore volumes, pore radii, pore tortuosity, and corresponding probabilities for each of these parameters. For example, this shows the coordination numbers of a soil sample. Because when you use these parameters, you have to select a certain range. We selected 3 to 10 range because beyond the 10 range, the distribution is not linear. However, we can see more coordination numbers. So only this range was selected to develop exponential relationships to compare, in this case, coordination numbers. So what we do is we looked at this number. If the slope is greater, that means for a particular coordination number, it has a higher probability. If the slope is steeper, that means for a particular coordination number, it has a very low probability. For this soil sample, it has more spores with higher coordination numbers. Similar approach has to be done in order to compare path lengths. This is the path length constant, characteristic path length constant. So we can statistically compare this number. This is for a soil sample. You can see many more path lengths and more path lengths generating the linear relationship. These are the rock samples we compared, 15 Ka to 120 Ka. As you see, there is no development of pores and some tiny cracks because of the light. You can clearly see those differences. And at the end, we also use the soil sample in order to compare. This is the relationship between porosity determined by the bulk density versus porosity determined by the scanning and 3DMA method. As you see, the slope is almost 1.009 and intercept is 0.01, almost close to zero. It has a very good relationship between the porosity values determined by bulk density and CT 3DMA method. So it shows that this method can be used to estimate porosity. Then this is a relationship for coordination numbers. For a rock sample, 17 Ka, as you see, the characteristic coordination number here is 2.43. For the soil sample, it is 4.21. You can look at the slope. It is much steeper compared to this slope. And rock sample didn't have pores with higher coordination numbers, whereas soil sample had many pores with higher coordination numbers. This is for the path length. Actually, for rock sample should have a lower value and soil sample should have a higher value, because as with weathering, there will be more path lengths and this should be a higher value because of our resolution. We are using 40 micrometer resolution and the slice thickness is 40 micrometers. That is generating 6.4 × 10⁴ cubic meter voxel volumes. So that is too low to examine all the differences. So the previous slide I showed you, there were not too many cracks. And pores smaller than 6.4 micrometer cube volume are not detected by this method. And then this is the development of pore volume for 78 Ka rock, 100 Ka rock, and soil with 120 Ka. Average pore volume is about 0.05 cubic meters in this 70 Ka rock sample. Here it's about 0.06 and soil sample had 0.07 cubic volume. And when you do this kind of analysis, you also can estimate path tortuosity. This figure shows three different numbers: tortuosity of each pore, cumulative tortuosity, and the average tortuosity of a sample. As you see, the average tortuosity is much higher for the 78 Ka rock sample compared to the 100 Ka soil sample. We clearly observed significant differences as weathering continues, decreasing tortuosity values from 1.6 to 1.3 between the 60 Ka rock to 100 Ka soil sample. The conclusion of this study is 3DMA method and scanning method can be used to examine porosity, and it had a 93% predictability of the volume, of pore volume. Coordination numbers increased with rock weathering. Path tortuosity increased with rock weathering. However, path length didn't show a good pattern with this method. And for the much younger rock samples, porosity is less than 6% were not detected by this method. So because our resolution is much higher, our sample size is about 5 by 5 by 5 centimeter. And if you go to small sample size and higher resolution, we should be able to detect the porosity and other parameters of these rock samples. Lack of significance of some of the parameters may be mainly due to our resolution. So if you are going to continue this kind of study, we might have to go to higher sub-micrometer resolution and a smaller sample size. I'm talking about 2 millimeter diameter 2 millimeter long samples at a submicrometer resolution, 1 to 4 micrometer resolution, in order to study these differences. Do you have any questions?
Any questions?
Yes.
It looks to me like surface area would probably be a much stronger parameter to indicate weathering, that is formation of fragmentation.
Yeah, we looked at the surface area within the pore, but...
No, surface area, just specific surface area.
Oh, specific surface area, yeah. We didn't look at specifically, we looked at the surface area within the pore among all these samples. That was not... Yeah, because we didn't detect small differences in much younger samples.
Okay.